This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. You've got Pete and Mike across the way. Andrew with your updates. Hot button topic this morning has been really the fallout from the suspension of Draymond Green for a game out in Golden State. The ramifications long term, if there are any, playing into the role of Durant leaving this summer, if there are any, should the Warriors fall short of winning a championship, Taz. We'll find out, but it's amazing how there's just the drama in the NBA just leads the way. It really just amazingly feeds the beast every single year.
Yeah, it does.
Whether it be Melo down in Houston, whether it be everything transpiring in Golden State. You mentioned last hour, Butler in Minnesota, now Jimmy Butler, a Philadelphia 76er. The 76ers lose their first game with Butler as a part of their team.
Yeah,
so it's crazy how much it really does play out.
Yeah, I think, and you're right. You know, I think because, you know, these, and you know this, right? These NBA players, these guys are just, they're stars. And they know how to build their brand. They know how to keep themselves. And they're great with social media. And they know how to keep themselves in the headlines. They really do. And obviously, this thing in Golden State blew up. And like I said earlier, I do think that eventually it will cool down. It will cool down. And I do think they're going to continue with their success. And Kevin Durant's going to keep scoring points. And Draymond's going to keep aggravating people on the court with opposing opposite color jerseys on.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
I do. I do think that's all going to happen. And I do think, I know it sounds wacky, but I do think there's a chance that this could help things in regards to, is Kevin Durant going to stay on that team this time next year? I know that's kind of, I'm with the minority on that, where a lot of people wouldn't agree with that. I do think there's a chance. Yesterday, I might have felt different than hearing all this stuff coming out and all the anonymous sources, the players, blah, 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 and that there was nothing physical. I'm still perplexed, Moose. I'm still perplexed. And we're on different sides of the fence in this.
Yeah.
That this guy got fined $120,000 and had to sit a game, and he didn't take a swipe at a guy. He didn't punch a guy. He didn't take a swipe at a coach. He didn't, you know, destroy the locker room. You know, a guy goes into a rage and bust stuff up in a locker room, and I've seen that. and I've seen wrestlers get fined for stuff like that, you know. He didn't do any of that. He said something verbal. And it's, you know, I know you and I differ on this. It's just amazing to me that because of something verbal, I know he cut deep. I just don't agree the way this whole thing's going down as far as the front office of the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, we do differ on that. I think because of the player that is involving, that involves Durant and the hazy future that he has in Golden State and what they're trying to accomplish this year and him being a top two player in the world. That's why I think the suspension went down. That's why it's not that surprising that, because I'll tell you, I think if there was anything physical, if a punch was thrown, I think it would have been longer than that. A game.
Yeah, well, then, right. Then
it would have been, or three games.
Then I'm with you on that. You know, if that, and that happens, and you don't even hear about it, but that's when you got to suspend a guy for a couple games. I agree with you on that. But let me ask you a question. Not a rhetorical one. I want to ask you a question. So if, hypothetically, on the Warriors, Sean Livingston gets into an argument with Draymond Green in the locker room, and Draymond Green tells him, we don't need you, man. You're not the main guy on this team. You suck, man. We don't need you. You know, you're the B-word. We don't need you, man. We win without you. You ain't nothing. You're off the bench. You ain't nothing. Bop, 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 bop. And he rips him. Is Draymond Green going to get benched and get fined $120,000 for saying that to Sean Livingston?
No, he might get a fine, but he's not going to get suspended.
Hmm. Isn't that a double standard?
Well, yeah, of course, because it's the. But I've been clear; it's because of the player that's involved.
You have said that. I'm saying, but how is a double standard okay?
Well, Taz, I mean, stars are treated differently.
We know that, but
I mean, that's.
But just, but like, I'm just saying.
I mean, Lawrence Taylor was not treated the same as every other Giant. Aaron Rodgers not treated. Tom Brady. You go up and down the line. Stars are treated differently. And the NBA even more so because of the impact that an individual star NBA player has on a team. They're even treated with greater regard than, say, even quarterbacks in the NFL.
But words have power. That's what you said to
they
me.
They do have power. But we're talking about the relationship.
So Sean Livers is not a human being? He don't have sensitivity like Kevin Durant?
Of course he does.
So it's a double standard. And double standard. And you're right. They do. Stars
get
treated different.
He's going to get fined. He's not going to get suspended. They will tell him to knock it off. He's just not going to get suspended. Depending on what he said. Listen, words do have meaning.
Right. Well,
they do.
I don't disagree with that.
And Draymond Green and Sean Livingston's relationship may never be the same if we play out that question. But the fact does remain is that you also have to be careful about what words you say to whom you say them to.
I agree, except because of where this was done and who was around. This was in the locker room, and I'm staying with that. That's how I feel.
Well, I understand that's how it. You feel, but the reality of the scenario is that the way I feel is the way that the situation played out. They understood. They looked at the importance of Kevin Durant. They said, you need to cut the crap out.
Right.
Enough.
Well,
you can't be saying what you were saying. You can't be doing what you're doing. You can't be treating a teammate like you treat an opponent.
Because we
you can't
live,
be doing that.
And you're right. The front office of the Warriors, they agree with you. They're doing exactly. You're saying the same thing, and I got it. And I'm not going to lose sleep over this. Don't get me wrong. But I got to say, this leads to this is a bigger topic, and I don't think we want to get into this. But this, in my opinion, leads to the society we're in. We're in a you can't say nothing. You can't say anything. You can't do anything. Otherwise, you're done. You're done. How dare you say that? What? I grew up where you couldn't do certain things. Saying is one thing. I mean, again, I almost like an old man
well,
out here.
Actions are actions or words are words.
Yeah, but it's a little, to me, when guys are in a locker room and this happens, this comes off soft. It really does. I'm just telling you my opinion, man. And I this segment one, segment two, segment nine, well, segment
think,
20,
think,
that's how I feel.
You think Draymond Green's the first person to get suspended for words?
No, and he's not going to be the last one to get suspended for words either. That doesn't mean I have to agree with it.
I understand, but this is not
I get paid to give my opinion. So do you. I'll give my opinion.
I understand, but I mean, this is smart by the Golden State Warriors. This is a smart business decision.
Right, and if it was Sean Livingston, it wouldn't happen.
You said to yourself, who's more important to the Golden State Warriors, Kevin Durant or Draymond Green?
Well, Kevin Durant, yeah. No argument there.
So Kevin Durant's more important to the Golden State Warriors' success this year in trying to win a championship. If he's more important, you're going to take care of the guy that's more important.
Well, listen, out of all these guys, out of Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, I said this earlier, Draymond Green. Yo, the guy that's the least important from winning games, it's Draymond Green.
You gotta know, but then you got to know what you can and what you can't do.
Well, I don't see that. That's the part where it's a little fugazi for me. It's a little fuzzy for me behind closed doors. Look, again, I don't want to be redundant, but if this guy said this on Twitter, or if he said it, like you were saying earlier, in a press conference, meaning Draymond, if he said this and they had this argument and he verbally went to Adam and talked about the contract and we as the media or as basketball fans heard this, then I say, sit him for a couple of games. Find him whatever you want to find him. That's not cool. But behind closed doors, I mean, come on. I mean, it's just
I don't see the separation. But I think the way that it was said, how it was said, and what the topics that were brought up, I think led to the demise of Draymond Green to where he gets the game suspension.
All right, let's go to Blacksburg, Virginia. Larry, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Larry?
Yeah, it's a privilege to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm down here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Student athlete.
All right.
Go Hokies.
Oh,
I would like to say this. I can go along with, stars being treated differently, but, I'm being in the locker room every day, so I'm used to the different, controversies and things. And what I really would like to say is this. It wasn't no guarantee that Kevin Durant was going to hit that shot, first of all. Okay, second of all, I would like to add this. What if Steph Curry would have said that to Kevin Durant? As far as him being the star, who was more important? Is Green less important than any one of them? Also, they won the championship.
Larry, I don't know if we lost you, man. We might have lost Larry.
Yeah.
I think we lost Larry. He might have had a bad signal. We kind of get what he's saying, though, to a degree. Let's go to Oakland, beautiful Oakland, California. Greg, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's
going on,
what's
buddy?
Up, man?
All right. First and foremost, I think the Warriors handled this right because it's a business decision. Millions of dollars are at stake. They're about to open up that Chase Center over in San Francisco, and they want to put butts in the seats. And they can't afford to lose Kevin Durant, or at least they think they can't. So when it was said what it was said, you know, they did what they did to de-escalate the situation. It's like during the break or during you guys' radio break, if Moose said to Utah, look, man, you're a little B, you're a little this and that, you're a little that, it's behind closed doors because it's on the break. You're behind that, this and that, and you're about to go to 103.1 sports talk radio, you're a little B for leaving.
Right.
And the producer steps in and says, Moose, you know what? We're going to kill this situation. You take a few shows off and, you know, let things die down. It's the right thing to do. So I think that they did the right thing. And my second point, then I'll go off the air. Draymond, first of all, he pulled a Russell Westbrook. He made the wrong basketball play. He should have gave it up.
No doubt.
And there's no guarantee he would have made the shot, but Durant was working on a triple-double that they, if I think that he had one. So he was hot. So more likely, he probably would have did that. Then things just escalated. You know, I mean, anybody that played basketball is in the heat of the moment. Things escalated, and the Warriors did what they should have did because this was a million-dollar, billion-dollar decision.
Greg, hang on. Listen, so by the way, real quick, the analogy you gave of myself and Moose or radio hosts getting to arguments during a break, that does happen. I'm not saying it happens all the time. Moose talked and I, we've talked about that before. It's happened and it'll happen again on our show. That's part of being a team in radio. But, and
still crossing the line.
No, it is crossing the line. Let me finish. Now, Moose is in the actual radio game a lot more years than me, and I'm sure he's seen it even more than me. Because I know I've seen it, where guys argue during a break, and I've never heard of a guy being pulled off his own show for a show or two because of that. I'm just letting you know that. I understand you're giving an example.
But that's because billions are at stake here. That's why.
Say that one more time.
Billions are at stake.
Millions are at stake.
Money's at stake.
Well, yeah, okay. I tip my cap to you on that one. Yeah, there's millions at stake. Greg, thanks for the call. I get what he says about the millions. He's not wrong on that.
No, he's not. They're making the right business decision. Ultimately, they're making the team decision. They're thinking about, you know, the arena certainly is in their front view. They're trying to win a championship for a third straight year, trying to join. Having a historical footprint in the NBA, that's all right in front of Golden State. And what Klay Thompson said to his teammates that night reportedly is true. The only thing that could stop Golden State is Golden State. So if you really believe that, and you and I both believe, and I think most NBA fans that watch the NBA on a regular basis believe that very fact, at least those living out of the greater Los Angeles area, I do think that ultimately – this is where you've got to appreciate the game of Draymond Green, but you also have to say you got to knock it off. You can't be doing this because as the words that he was saying cut deep to Kevin Durant, they need Durant to play it just in the short term this year. The hell with next summer and what he decides to do to try and win another championship. They're going to need Kevin Durant playing the way Kevin Durant can play basketball.
Yeah. All right, well, the other day, I think we had a Pete Gas update.
Yes, we did.
Well, now we actually have a Pete Gas call.
What's up, Pete?
In Jacksonville, Florida. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
Moose, you're going to kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're going to bury me verbally, but I'm siding with Tash.
Nice. Oh, yes.
Shocking, stunning. Right? Just one of the boys.
You got to understand.
That's like, a stunner, Pete.
What Taz is saying, and I'm sending messages to Taz over Twitter because I'm like flipping out here in the office. I'm by myself. I'm like yelling about this because I think it's very excessive what they did. I understand your point, but what Taz is saying about this society we live in now where everyone is like this whole thing, like there was no punches thrown.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever happened to sticks and stones could break my
come on. You know? Pete, come on. But this isn't 1975. It's 2018.
I know it's not 19. No, I understand that. But, I mean,
it's still adults, though. We're still adults here. These are professional athletes.
Did Draymond Green act like an adult?
He got into an argument.
No. Did he act like an adult or did he act like a child?
He acted like a child.
So if you're going to act like a child, you're going to get treated like a child.
What kid has $120,000?
Well, no. But
Rich
you know,
kid.
Come on,
Trump's
Pete.
Kid.
Pete, you know what I'm talking about.
But I understand
why am I going to not hold Draymond Green accountable for his actions?
I'm not saying don't have to, but it, do you agree that you don't agree that $120,000 is excessive?
No, I he got a game. Is the message clear?
I mean, yeah.
Is the message clear?
Yeah, the message is clear.
The message is clear is what? To cut the crap out.
But do you think now Draymond Green is now you? So you have one star that is upset in Durant. So he's upset. Now you're going to have Draymond Green now not only be still upset with whatever their issue is with Durant, now he's going to be upset with management and ownership for what they did to him. You don't think he's saying that's excessive?
He got called out not just by ownership, by his teammates.
I get that.
He said words. I mean, it's these are words.
I understand what they are. I understand. But I, guys, listen. If you think you can say everything to anything to anybody and everything,
Pete, thanks for the call.
Well, I wanted Pete to hang on there for a second.
He can call back. He's
but
got a phone.
If you exactly wanted, if you think those words don't have ramifications, then I don't know what to tell you. They do, and they can have long lasting ramifications. You could say something. You could say stuff to people that basically hurt them worse than kicking their rear end.
Yeah, well,
you can. I mean, that's true. Whether you believe it or not, that's true. That is true. And what Draymond Green said, the Golden State Warriors basically said, no, you're not doing this to this player. You're not going to say that to this player. And they had to send a message that was so clear and so stark that Draymond Green got the message clear. You are not doing this ever moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
No,
and the message is clear.
No, it's clear. That part I agree. The message is clear.
So that's the point of the Golden State Warriors. So what they did was right.
I know we'll
agree to disagree, but what they did was 100% correct.
My thing is, like I've said, it's just I feel like, look, it's things. I mean, and I know it's not 1975. I know it's not 1985. It's not 1995. I know what year it is. But I do feel like when adults, men or women, in a locker room are talking and or fighting or arguing or screaming or yelling at each other, whatever, in the heat of the moment, things are said. You know, and things are said. And I do think it's excessive. Pete Gass is back here, Musso, now.
Yeah,
I know you wanted to continue talking to him, and we hung up on
I just had a question to ask. What's excessive then, Pete? Can you say anything to anybody and there's no ramifications?
No, I'm agreeing. I'm not saying that what he said was okay to say. So, like, Taz and I were brought up in an area, like, if you said something and if Durant didn't like it, if I said something to Taz and Taz got ticked off about it.
You throw hands.
Taz is throwing.
Yeah, you'll throw hands.
I understand, but there is no – but this is – we're not in a wrestling locker room.
No, stop. No, 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 no. I knew you were going to do that. Hold on. Don't do the wrestling locker room thing. Because I knew you were going to do that. And that's wrong because this happens with athletes all the time. It's not about wrestlers.
Athletes are not fighting every single day in the locker
room. Not every day. And wrestlers don't fight every day in the locker room either.
I'm not saying they are.
Go next door. The Big Show's on there. Go ask him.
But let me ask
you. Go ask Pete. Go ask me. We're not animals. Don't say that.
They acted like they didn't throw hands. They didn't fight. There was no fight. This was a game. But
exactly
the fact. What is crossing the lines with the words you use? Then you could say anything to anybody.
I do think without facing
repercussions.
Once you go into the family thing, I do think you get to a point where you got to sit someone down or both guys down and say, "Listen, what the hell's going on here? Enough of this. To stop this, you can't be." You know, cursing at somebody. You can't be saying to a guy, we don't need you. We won without you. Whatever. You'll get one foot in, one foot out. You can't say that. Okay? You can't say that, Draymond. You can't do that. You yell at the guy. You reprimand him. You don't fine him $120,000.
But you're not his accountant. What's the point? They had to send a message. It could not be a slap on the wrist. They had to basically tell him to knock it off.
Is this like a first offense thing, or is this like out of the blue all of a sudden shows up? If it's a first offense thing, like, it's excessive.
Well, listen, I don't know that answer. It seems like it's something that has been simmering, you know, for a while out there in Golden State. It does seem that. I doubt if a lot of those guys believe Kevin Durant is leaving, it's got to be a conversation that guys have had in that locker room. No?
I don't know.
Seems like something's been simmering. But the idea, so... I am an adult. If they lay down and if they went out there and threw haymaker after one another, That's being more adult than saying something and getting suspended.
No, I didn't say that. I'm not saying you said that.
No, if they got into a fight,
if they got into a fist fight, that happens, and it happens behind closed doors, as you know. Listen, these locker rooms, I got news for you, my friend. This is not rainbows and butterflies with these guys.
I don't think it is. I've been in locker rooms.
I don't think it is rainbows and butterflies. I've dressed in locker rooms.
I understand you have.
And I've undressed and showered in locker rooms for years.
I understand you have.
And I'm just letting you know, and I've made money and lost money with guys in locker rooms. So I'm telling you from experience, it's rougher than you think.
I get it. I understand it. But there's also different levels. Just like in any realm, there's levels of impact of player.
Moose.
There's guys you can say stuff to and guys you can't. Moose. Everyone knows that.
Moose, one thing I do have to say, and well, other than me saying I've seen Taz in the shower, but other than that...
one thing I do have to say is,
when you're a part of a team of any kind, whether or like for us, for wrestling, whatever the case is, there is a certain code within that locker room, and there's certain things that are, you know, done. Did Draymond Green cross that line? Yes, he did. I'm not arguing that. He should not have said that. But things are usually dealt with in-house without the coaches and without management and without those guys getting involved.
All right, Pete, but let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
I would venture a guess. You pose a good question. I'd venture a guess this is not the first time this has come up.
Yeah,
that could
not.
Be.
I would venture a guess that this is not the first time that this has come up between Draymond Green and Kevin Durant.
You might be right about that.
That Draymond Green kept on needling, and the Golden State Warriors needed as an organization to send a message to say stop.
If that happened, what you just said, then find them.
Because Pete brought up a great point.
If that happened, then I agree.
Well, Pete brought up a great point. Is it the first? I would think that if this is a huge talk, that this is not the knowing the personality that Draymond Green has, that this is not the first time.
My instincts tell me this is the first time it happened, and it was a combustible situation. And it started on the feet on the court against the Clippers, and he was pissed off KD. The ball wasn't moved to him. And all that jazz, and it was a dumb play by Draymond. I got it. And I think that it blew up in the locker room, and I think that it went too far verbally. And I mean, I do think there's enough leaks in these locker rooms. There's enough guys in the media that have sources that would have heard that this guy here, Draymond, is needling or saying stuff. If that's true, if that was happening, then meaning that Draymond was saying that kind of stuff, then I would say I'm fine with the verbal.
I think Golden State, we're never gonna know. Yeah, I mean, I think Golden State handled it right. I think
Moose,
they needed.
Yeah,
well, I mean, we're gonna disagree. You and Taz are gonna think.
No, I agree with you. I think this is something by the number that was the fine. It had to have been something that had happened before because I think that's very excessive for something, you know, for a fine that's happened.
Yeah.
So I'll let you guys go. When you guys want to talk about Taz in the shower,
I don't know if we could do that. Maybe for the podcast.
Maybe
we'll offline right?
We'll do that, Pete. Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate
right,
it. You got it, Pete. You thank go. You, buddy. 855-212-4CBS. There you go. It is Taz and the Moose. We got a good bench cut start coming your way next. And more of your Golden State Warrior calls. It's rolling right along. A Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS's Super Bowl season continues Sunday with exciting regional action. The Pittsburgh Steelers head south to battle the Jacksonville Jaguars, and later the Los Angeles Chargers host the Denver Broncos in a classic AFC West showdown. Check your local listings for the game in your area and kick off the day with the NFL Today presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific. Only on CBS. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com.
Let's go out to beautiful San Jose, California. Hey, Chris, you're on with Taz and a Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a point Moose brought up earlier. You talked about Draymond being a part of the recruiting of KD and going to approaching him and putting his name out there for him. And I know KD didn't need it with his ability, but still it kind of cuts deep when you're signing short-term contracts, making the comments after you went to him and said, hey, I want you to play with us.
Well, things change over time, Chris, right? I mean, you never know. Maybe there was some heat built over time with these two guys. You know what I mean? It's not.
So it cuts deep to Green, you're saying, that Durant is not signed on a long-term deal.
Yeah, he put his name out there. He went up to him saying, hey, we want you.
Well, he texted him,
I mean, it's
him,
just
right.
Like any other job. Take the NBA out of it. Take any job. You put your name on somebody, and then they don't show up.
Yeah, but hold on, Chris. KD showed up, though.
I don't mean ability-wise. I mean commitment-wise.
Yeah, but well, he's, like Bruce said, he's won championships. I mean,
NBA titles. I mean, what do you want more? What do you want Kevin Durant to do?
You can't expect, Chris, KD to do everything that Draymond wants him to do because he did help bring him into the organization. You know, to your point earlier, KD was good enough to get in there on his own merit, right? His own ability, right? So,
you're correct.
Yeah.
But my point is that, and I'm not saying he's got to be married to him, but
right.
When you're dropping little comments like, I want out, I'm signing 1-year contracts, and I came to you and said, hey, dude, I want you to play with me. I want you to be a part of this family. Mm. We've grown through together. You know, it can cut if it's, like you said earlier, too, if Draymond's been just nipping at him a little bit here and there over time, same thing the other way.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's just speculation. I don't, who knows in terms of, and Chris, thanks a lot for the call. I mean, I do think that you can't knock what Durant's brought to Golden State. And you might be right in terms of he hasn't signed a long-term deal, but also, you know, from his perspective, it's not good business in terms of financial wherewithal to sign a long-term deal. He's not going to sign a contract that he wants to maximize his value as a player, which I don't blame him to
correct.
Do either.
No, I don't either. And I understand Chris's point. I know you do, too, in the fact of if you put your name on someone, you know, you don't want it to reflect bad on you. And I agree with that to a degree. Look, Kevin Durant has proved his worth on the Golden State Warriors for quite some time now, and with the talent he has and the championships and all the success. So I don't think anybody can throw a flag on that. You know?
But let me ask you this, Taz. Do you think it reflects bad on Riley that LeBron left Miami?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think so. You know why? I think at the end of the day, and even some, you know, with LeBron, I think it. You have to make the right decisions for your career and your family.
You can't force somebody to do something they don't want to do. I agree with you. I don't think it reflects badly on Riley. It was 4 great years. They won 2 titles. They lost 2 NBA finals. They went to the NBA finals for 4 straight years. And Pat Riley went out there, dropped his rings on the table. Out in Chicago. And said, you want to win championships, come down to South Beach. It didn't reflect poorly on Riley. I don't look at it. If Kevin Durant should leave via free agency, Taz, I don't think it's going to reflect poorly on Draymond Green.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I don't either. I don't think it would either. But it's, uh-oh. It just got a big shadow in that studio. In that control room, I should say. Oh, boy. AB, you better get out of the way.
Yes.
And let homeboy sit down.
Yeah. I just want to drop by and say, how are you?
What's up, brother? The Big Show. Hold on, let me get off this.
What's this I hear about you being grumpy and everybody's scared to talk to you?
No, hold on. Listen, you can't be listening to those guys in that studio show, okay?
You're sitting in a car like some kind of weirdo.
Yeah.
No, bro. I'm like, all right, listen. No. Taz just doesn't have time for silly stuff.
Thank you. That's what it is, dude. That's all it is. How you been?
I'm good.
More importantly.
I tweaked a hamstring, but I'm good.
You did?
Yeah, I pulled a hamstring like a dumbass.
And you got Adam Hopkins. He's up there. My man, I love Adam. What's up, Adam?
Hey, we're on tight schedule, but you look good. Family
thank you,
good.
Yes,
good.
Everybody's good. You look great, man. You look great.
Hey, man.
You're looking good.
You always
got
a shot.
Sure. Talk to you soon, brother. Be good, man. Take care, bud. Adam, thank you, my friend. Adam Hopkins works with WWE. The Big Show, obviously, you guys know the Big Show and his success in the WWE. So he was on with Boomer and Geo next door. And Adam works with WWE. And I know both those men a long time. Wrestled the Big Show.
Should Adam sit down?
Well, he's on a tight schedule, so he can't. You know, so the man said, unless you want to force him.
No, I'm not going to force a guy that's 6'9 to do anything. He can do whatever the hell he wants to do.
I would have loved to see AB not get up out of the seat when Big Show was like standing over. I couldn't even see AB. It was like a shadow over him.
I know my role. I got out of the way. Put my mic on. Got it as close to his mouth as I could.
I wrestled him.
Me too.
I don't remember
tough
where
match.
We were.
Yeah.
And man. I put him in my rear naked, my choke, the Taz Mission, and then we had a match, and towards the end of the match, I get him in the choke, and I'm like tenacious. I won't let go of the choke hold. I'm on his back. He's not falling down. I can't get him down. He's ramming my back into each turnbuckle, all 4 turnbuckles, trying to get me there. We're trying to build this story that how pugnacious I am and tenacious that even though he's so much bigger than me,
yeah,
I won't let go once I have this hold on his neck from behind. Then he just throws his feet out from under him in the middle of the ring, right onto his back, which my body was in between his back and the mat.
Ugh.
I felt like, well, I ended up, I can't say it on the radio, what happened on my buttocks when I landed in the middle of the ring. It was splat. Let's just leave it at that. Good thing I had black tights on. Let's just black singlet.
Oh, that's gross.
And I felt like, Pete, I'm telling you, Pete, I don't know if you saw this.
Trying to eat breakfast.
Pete's cracking up laughing.
Yeah, Pete loves every second.
He's cracking up. It's a true story. And I felt like
Pete wants to know if you still have your outfit from that night.
So it's called a singlet, not an outfit. I'm not on Broadway. But
you're ensemble.
Hello, my mama. So I'm not a Rockette. So here's the thing. I told my wife, I said, I think I have an idea what it's like to give birth because I felt like my organs left my body. She goes, you have no idea what it's like to give birth. She walked down the room. Everybody knows that when you say that to a woman. But no, it was, I felt like my organs left my body through one of my.
How much does he weigh?
A lot. No, he actually leaned up. At that time, I worked with him.
He looked trimmed out. He looks good.
He's probably 320. 320, I would think. I should have asked him. He would have told us. When I worked with him at that time, he was definitely around 400 pounds.
So now he's...
And, dude, he's bigger than six. He's about 7'1".
7'1".
Yeah,
he's
big dipped
man.
His head when he walked in there.
He's a big man.
He's a big man.
He
you know,
is.
So
cast a shadow.
Yeah, he's a big man. I haven't seen him in a long
who
time.
Who won that match?
He won.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for bringing that part up.
I was just curious.
I was a splat in the middle of the ring.
No, I didn't know.
I would have been rooting for you.
Andrew, take it away.
Oh, sure. Here's your report brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Now, I can't speak for Mrs. Moose or Mrs. Taz, but I don't think that Mrs. Bogish would take to Twitter to defend me if I lost the radio version of the Cy Young Award. But there was Kate Upton back on Twitter last night.
Called the macaroni.
Backing up her husband, Justin Verlander, who lost the AL Cy Young
does
to
it all the time,
Rays lefty Blake Snell. Upton tweeting last night, quote, let's just say I won't be going to Tampa anytime soon. Hashtag Tampa strikes again. Now, in 2016, when Verlander lost his award to Rick Porcello, two Tampa Bay voters left Verlander completely off their ballots, which cost him the trophy because he got more first-place votes than Porcello. This year, the Tampa pair of voters had Corey Kluber second, Verlander third. Honestly, that shouldn't have happened, but either way, Snell would have still won the trophy. Mets ace Jacob DeGrom won the NL honors with ease over Nats ace Max Scherzer.
I have to say this. And, AB, I'd like you to stay here for this if you don't mind.
I have to not done my update. But
I don't think my broadcast colleague would mind if you stay for this one snidbit. There was a comment made there, Moose, by when my friend The Big Show came in here about me sitting in my car before the show. That's because of that bum, Gio, from Boomer and Gio. You know who he is.
Yeah, great Giannotti.
He made comments yesterday on their local show here that I sit in my car before the show. Before I come into the building. And AB's seen me sit in my car, right, AB? I've seen you walk down the street.
I've seen you in your car. I didn't notice that you were in there for a long time.
I'm not in there a long time. This is what I do, Moose. When I get here, I know you and I park in different spots of the area of the building, so you don't usually see me. But when I get here, Moose, I sit in my car. I usually get here earlier than I should because I try to beat traffic.
And you sit in your car for
I
how
my
long?
Car, I listen, 10, 15 minutes. I listen to music.
Okay.
You know, maybe look at stuff on my phone. You know what I mean? Just relax. I don't think I'm the only person who goes to work and shows up a little bit early and hangs out in their car for a few minutes. So this Gio, if that is his real name, he made comments on the radio in New York here yesterday about this, like a little wise guy. And I'm supposed to go on their show tomorrow to promote my special that I'm doing on Sunday on CBS Sports Radio here and Sirius XM 206 and on WFAN. And he's like, I'm going to ask Taz these questions. I'm like, you know, listen, let's be honest. Usually on this show, we don't all stick together, unfortunately. Unfortunately. But this time, I think we can agree on what I'm about to tell you. In the morning, before this show starts, it's like we're sitting on the porch eating canned soup and oyster crackers. While that other morning show, they're sitting at they're in a big fancy farmhouse and a big fancy dining room table, and they're eating filet, lobster, prime rib.
Omelet
station. Drinking mimosas. Yeah. They're cranking old disco. Yeah. And we're sitting in like a morgue.
Yeah, we don't have an office.
Right, we don't have an office. Thank you. So, pardon me if I'm not running to work with rainbows shooting out of my rear end, Gio.
Well, why don't you...
Like you are.
Well, I mean...
Fancy Dan.
So you sit in your car for like 15 minutes with the engine running and listen to music?
Why is your inflection the way it was just now? Why can't you be supportive just one time of your broadcast?
I am supportive.
One time.
I'm just curious about what...
They're taking shots at us, bro.
I'm not... Listen, you could do whatever the hell you want to do. I don't find that to be odd. Are the lights on?
Yes.
Why would the lights be on if you're parked?
Because I keep my car running. I have a new truck that...
You can shut the lights off.
I don't because I... No, it's a good question.
Is it going to be a drive-by coming up?
It's actually a good question. You know, because I keep my daytime running lights on all the time.
All right.
You know how you have to switch?
Yes, yeah.
So that's why. So my lights are actually always on.
All right.
So that's why. And if I turn it off, I'll forget to put it on. Because I've been hitting the head a lot.
No, I got you. I was just curious.
Sometimes I have memory lapse, as you know.
Yeah.
You've experienced
that. Trust me, I've experienced that. Yes.
So I sit there with the car running. I got a big Hemi. And I have a big engine in my car, too. But
So you sit, no, it's not strange at all. So you sit in your car running, heat and lights on, listening to music at 4:45
put
in the morning.
Put a little Eagles on, a little Cisco Kid.
All right.
You know what I mean? New Kid in Town, I mean. Put that on. I put a little, then I'll put a little.
No, it's not strange.
I put a little
think it's weird.
A little Steely Dan weird. On.
No.
Oh, well, I'm listening to Sinatra now in the morning in my truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I don't find that weird at all.
So this Gio had to take shots because he's funny. That's
what he is. I mean, he's got nothing else to talk about.
He's got the right. No, well now the Grom won the Cy Young, so I'm going to talk about that every segment.
Well, I mean, there's no football team to talk about in New York.
They got nothing.
Jets and Giants are both useless. Well, you can't really. How many times are you going to talk about Brody Van Wagenen?
That's right. And Bowles didn't get fired, so now they can't talk about that.
Right.
And it's all right now. It's all about the Grom.
You know, Mike might be off limits too.
Mm, that could be. That could be.
Hello.
Yeah. So, hello. This thing on, is this working?
There's the Nets.
What did I just say?
The Nets. Oh, really? This guy's taking shots at me. They run, and they go into... Boomer Esiason. I love Boomer, don't get me wrong. I love Boomer. He's my friend. But he goes into his office. The guy's office, it's like a freaking cigar bar. He's got couches, leather couches. He's got music cranking. He's got makeup people. He's got a refrigerator that's gigantic. He's got a barbecue grill.
Have-nots.
Yeah, what a have-nots.
You get two chairs, Taz.
Taz, welcome to 345 Hudson.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. But this guy's going to take shots. Why doesn't Taz come and hang out? Hey, Gio, you don't hang out with nobody. You sit in your office. You're unsociable, too. Office. You're unsociable, man.
I'm not doing a good enough job rubbing up against me.
Aggravated. I'm going to go in that studio, Moose. If I wasn't doing a show with you right now, I'd go in there.
It sounds like, Taz, Moose, you want to suspend Gio for the words he's used against you.
Yeah.
Stay tuned now.
And I'll give you one bit of advice.
Words don't have meaning.
Yeah, tread carefully around Boomer.
Move on.
When it comes to me, words have meaning.
It doesn't mean anything.
Boomer is our Durant, so be careful, because you will get in trouble for things you say to Boomer.
That's actually true. That's a very good analogy. Yeah. Rubbing up against Boomer. But I'll tell you this right now.
Go in there and call a Boomer a B-word.
See what happens.
We'll put it on Instagram.
Let's see what happens.
Anybody gets suspended, it's going to be me.
Go on in there.
Oh, no, I know that. No, I know the pecking order here, my friend. Trust me.
So does Draymond Green.
I know that. He learned the hard way.
Draymond Green knows the pecking order.
He knows the pecking order
now. He knows it.
Hi, I'm Boomer Esiason.
That Gio, I'll tell you what. He comes in there. He can't even walk through the newsroom and be around GP. You know what GP is? GP is us, general population.
Gen pop, yeah.
That's
us. He says hello in the morning.
Oh, BS. He says hello when he's going to the studio. He's got 30 seconds.
Hey, guys, hang down. Yeah. Hi, I'm Gio.
He's holding his bed.
And he walks away. He's holding
his shoulders.
Bag. Yeah. Hunched shoulder Jones.
Yeah.
He's hunched. Taller than I thought he was,
over.
Don't matter. I'll take him down with a single leg.
I'm sure you would. You're a former athlete. He's not.
Damn right. I don't like that he took that shot at me. You know what I mean?
It's amazing.
Moose,
words have impact.
I know it's coming across as me being hypersensitive, but just one time.
Did
I want
punch you
Moose
yet?
To have my back.
I do support
one time.
You. You could send the car.
Time.
Listen, you could send the car till 9 a.m. every
then go
morning.
Go in that studio and tell those guys. Go tell Gio that was wrong when he said about your partner on the air.
Tell him he was wrong. You could sit in there till 9 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday.
That's nice, Moose. That's love. That's the love.
We'll put a line in.
I don't find that
show from down there.
I don't find the car. I don't find that weird at all.
We'll put an ISDN line in your car, Taz.
Honestly, it's like, but Taz, they're digging. I mean, they're digging deep.
Yeah, they're digging for content. Yeah, you're right. Cool guys.
Honestly,
yeah, that's true.
And plus, they have a guy that used to wrestle with in studio. What do you think they're going to talk about?
Me.
The Survivor Series?
I am Taz.
Of course.
You think Boomer's watching the WWE?
No. Come on, that's beneath him.
You think he knows Daniel Bryan just turned heel?
No.
I mean, come on.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that.
The storylines? Come on. He doesn't know that.
He doesn't know what's going on.
So what are they going to talk about? They're going to talk about a guy that used to wrestle with the Big Show. You.
Listen, you just got over.
And they're
going to
be ultra critical.
The We Over Nation loves you right now because you knew that Daniel Bryan turned heel.
Yes.
For you Chico fans,
who didn't know that?
Exactly. I mean, AB, you done.
Bogus. Go back and work on your charts.
Yeah, really. Go back with your other shows, your other
Moose,
friends. Get out of here.
Do you want me on your side here or not? I spent the last 5 minutes backing up you.
You just took a shot. I'm sorry. That's sensitive. I apologize.
AB, you're fine. $30.
I apologize. No.
I'm Andrew Bogus. That is my daily paycheck.
Yeah, I'm not Jerry Recco. He's their update guy. He's making loot.
Jerry's in.
They really are the better version of
they
all
really
of us.
They really are. Look at Al Dukes and Mike and Sid, Eddie Scazzeri. And
I mean, we are the Beverly Hillbillies.
We really are, dude. We are the have-nots.
As our boss made reference to that great show at one point in time. Remember that?
Did. My God, I've
never heard of Dukes of Hazzard. But Beverly Hillbillies was a great show.
I should do a bit about that. What? 1930 wants their show back. No, you're right. I forgot that.
No, listen, Taz, I fully support you sitting in your car.
You wise guy.
I do. Yeah. And no, Cooper downstairs, the security guard, did not mention it to me at all.
No.
Mm-mm-mm. He's sleeping.
No,
he's usually nodding off. That's a good point.
No, he's like, what up with your partner?
Well, like, talk you to, I don't say hello to him. I don't say hi to him.
He sits in that car for like 30 minutes listening. I don't know what he's doing out there.
Yeah, I know.
It's Taz, it's Moose, it's CBS.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Team of the Week is brought to you by Ferguson. This week's team, how about the L.A. Lakers? The Lakers have now won 4 straight games, defeated Portland last night, 126-117. The Lakers have crawled back out from an 0-3 start to reach 8-6 on the season. It's all brought to you by Ferguson. Hey, Trade Pros, Ferguson is proud to be a part of what you do with over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of OEM repair parts. Learn more at Ferguson.com. Speaking of the Lakers, and we haven't talked about LeBron in a while, and certainly passing Wilt is a great accomplishment, but last week we never got to the storyline in terms of him and his comments that after that start by the Los Angeles Lakers that he was at a quote-unquote cracking point. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about being you want to talk about drama.
Understand that.
And then he said he had to remind himself this is what he wanted. I mean, come on. Please. you get to a point with LeBron. Number one, we all know he's the best player in the world. Taz, he wanted out of Cleveland, right? He wanted L.A. He wanted the L.A. lifestyle. He wanted to hobnob with the rich and famous and the actors and do different things after his play. All well and good, right?
Yep.
I don't need to hear that you're at a cracking point. Plus, the Lakers are not a championship-caliber team. I mean, you got to be frustrated by the losses. I get it. I understand. But, you know, having to remind yourself, oh, my God, this is, you know what? This is what I signed up for. Like, he is... Like he's going out there and scapping gravel on a day or digging ditches on a day in day out basis,
he's shoveling ballast on a railroad track.
He's playing basketball. I mean, come on! Enough with the woe is me.
I don't,
LeBron James. People basically genuflect in front of you.
I don't understand.
I mean, enough.
I don't know why he said that either.
He's so dramatic.
Yeah.
He's perfect for Hollywood.
People are going to talk about LeBron mostly positive no matter why because of his greatness. So I agree with you.
A cracking point.
Cracking point. You want
right,
a cracking
get
point.
Get on this come show to, for a day.
Yeah, exactly.
You
come
get
here.
On a cracking
come
point.
Work. You want to crack LeBron? Come work on this show. Go sit in Mikey B's seat. Mike's like, no, you don't want to do that, Bron.
The hell with Mikey B's seat. Sit in one of these chairs.
Yeah, that's true. That's a whole other story. Poor AB.
No arms.
Yeah. Gonna get arms.
LeBron, cracking point. I live a cracking point my whole life. You know that, Moose. You too.
I have been for the last 10 months.
And you have a long future with more cracking points ahead of you.
Three comes your way next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.